I didn't guarantee. No, don't do that. I guarantee they're winning. I did not guarantee they're winning anything. I did not guarantee, and I will not guarantee, and you're not going to do that to me. I'm not going to guarantee.
Coffee.
No. They're going to win the game. I'm just not going to guarantee it. They're winning this game. I don't gamble. If I did, I'd just about damn guarantee that they're winning this football game. I guarantee they're winning this game. But I ain't going to do it. It ain't going to happen.
I just heard you say it.
I guarantee they're winning this game. No. That did not happen. No. Do you think they're going to win the game?
Okay,
do you think they're 216-474-0092. Do you think they're going to win the game?
I believe that I lost all credibility on this. Why? When I thought they would destroy the Giants. And, boy, 20...
You thought they were going to... you thought they would get destroyed by the Cowboys. That's right.
Boy, and 30 seconds into that game, before, that flag came out, while I was watching our guys dance, bad. I thought I was going to be validated.
Well, you weren't.
It was the other 59 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, I mean, that's a tiny, tiny sample.
They're going to win the game. They're going to win. It's too much. You know how they do this. We've spent a week getting worked up about a freeze frame. That's all we've done. Four straight days about one play on fourth and one. One play. We got Amari Cooper calling us out. People are saying everything that they possibly can about Deshaun Watson. They're yelling at us for not being mean enough about him, which is crazy. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to give up just yet. Not that the 2020 stuff long ago. I'm talking about a capable quarterback. I'm not replacing him with Jameis Winston. I'm not begging for Joe Flacco to come back or any other crap. Not yet. See me in a month. Maybe. Maybe then. I ain't doing it yet. They're winning on Sunday. They're going to win this game. I'm winning. I'm about ready to say
it. And here we go.
I'm about ready to say it.
We got him around to it. Just took a little bit of time.
I'm about ready to say it. You know what? Change it to the call. 216-474-0092. Before I get the good guard.
He just needs the music.
Should I guarantee a victory on Sunday? Would it make people feel better if me personally guarantees a victory on Sunday?
Because I'm about to do it. Going. It's Friday morning.
I'm about to do it. Don't play that music. If you play that music, I'm going to end up saying irresponsible things.
If you say the thing, then I'll
play
the
music. If you play that music, I'm going
to
end up... Then I'm not going
to
say
it.
I'm not
going to
say it.
I'm
not guaranteed. No, that is a fake. Do not do that. That is a fake. It's a fraud. And I said I learned my lesson, but damn it, I'm dying not to do it. I want to do it.
We got people in delays at the airport getting ready to go out to Vegas. They're streaming us right now.
They're
making the trip. They want to hear.
There's one flight. I actually hope that it gets canceled, but that's for a very personal reason.
Wow.
Excuse me?
We got a couple of linebackers that have to fly out of town for a wedding, and I need them tomorrow night, okay? I'm about ready. They're going to win. Come on. You got the feeling. You got a feeling. Tell me I'm wrong, Tone. You're feeling the same way I do.
Yeah, I am.
We spent a whole week grinding over Deshaun. He's going to look fine. He's going to throw for just over 200 yards. He's going to throw for a couple of touchdowns.
So it's going to be his best game of the season.
He'll throw a pick and people will get angry and he'll get cussed out on Twitter. He won't see him because he's got everybody blocked. But he'll get cussed out and people will be upset. They'll win the game and he'll look good in the end and everything will be fine. And everybody goes, see, all you guys are worked up over nothing. We're 2-2. We might just start this whole process all over again in Washington coming up the next Sunday. But I'm just talking about this Sunday. They're going to win the game.
Right. You keep saying all this stuff. Just say the word.
I can't do it because I already about died the last time I did it 5 years ago. Insanity is not learning from your previous mistakes. Bobby in Akron, hello.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Bobby.
Guaranteed win on the road in Vegas.
You're guaranteeing the victory.
There we go, Bobby.
Bobby is guaranteeing it, not me.
Watson goes out and shows out on Sunday on the road. Let's go.
Let's go.
See? I mean, he's sparking.
With Jedrick Wills over there at left tackle, Kenny.
I mean, you can wish in one hand and something else in the other. We'll see which gets filled up first. I talked about Deshaun Watson. I didn't say nothing about Jedrick Wills. Didn't say a word. Go back to the phones. 216-474-0092. Do you want me to guarantee a victory here, Zach? Would it make you feel better?
No. These guys, I have no faith in this team. from.
All right, here we go, Friday. Let's go.
Third-string quarterback. I have no faith in this team.
What do you mean,
they
Zach?
They play like some sorry SOBs. That's how
Come on, you can't do that.
No.
Guarantee show like that.
They have not shown me one thing. They almost gave it up in Jacksonville. We should be 0-3 right now.
No, come on, Zach. Jeez. Get him out. I can't do it.
Thank
you.
Hold on. We got a Frontier flight heading to Vegas at 7:43. Nice. It looks like it is scheduled on time.
Wow. Sounds like a guaranteed flight.
10 a.m. Sun Country Airlines. That sounds made up.
Sun Country? Is that the thing from Wings?
That's at 10 a.m.
That was
their business in Wings.
Is that the flight from Rain Man that had never crashed?
Qantas Air.
Southwest 120 as scheduled. Another Frontier at 225. Guys, come on. These are all Browns fans. And now United at 345.
They're all Browns fans.
That United flight was probably $700.
I mean, you get what you pay for, right?
What, you want leg room?
I saw Omar Kelly complaining about his, like, I'm not going to say it was one of the very two, and I'm not a flyer often, one of the two main budget carriers, Omar Kelly, the writer of the Dolphins, and I'm like, well, do you not know by now? You travel way more than I do. You want to argue about your carry-on luggage? It's like your stowaway or whatever. It's like, come on, you know what you're getting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you pay, yeah, you get what you pay for in a lot of these cases. Patrick in Westlake. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, good morning. Sorry, I'm not the one who wanted to call in. Actually, my two kids who were forced to listen to you guys, who love you guys,
thank you,
wanted to say something about this weekend.
Thank you.
Go ahead, JJ.
Go ahead.
I think the Browns can win the whole road trip.
Thank God.
There it is.
Thank you.
There it is. Morty, what's up?
Thank you, children. How can you deny the children? You can deny.
I love the Browns.
See that?
There you go.
How can you deny the children? Patrick?
That's right.
To you and your family, God bless you.
Who's his favorite player, Patrick?
Who's the favorite player?
Jerry Judy.
Yeah. Loves the kids. Thank you very much, Patrick. Hope you and your family have a wonderful day. 216-474-0092. You can say whatever you want to me. You can tell me that I'm full of it. You can't do that to the children. Trick love the kids. Ken Carmen love the kids. We love the kids. Go, I'm close. I'm feeling good.
Come on.
I'm feeling alive. I can't do it. I won't do it because I always say I'm going to learn my lesson.
Sweet
but man,
voice.
I'm close.
I love the Browns.
I'm close.
Come on.
I'm real
How could
close,
you not
man.
Be putting
I'm
that
real close.
Out there for the children
I'm
right now.
I'm real close.
They're going into school right now. Because the last thing
home.
They can hear before they go in to take their
do
test
it.
Today
I can't do
is
it.
You guaranteeing
can't
a Browns
do
win.
It. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wake up. No.
Guarantee a Browns win right now.
No.
Just send it into vocabulary class.
No.
Ready to
go. Not going to do it.
Change.
Ain't gonna happen.
Change gonna the feelings up. Of an entire region.
You know
right
what's
now.
Gonna happen? I'm gonna wake up later on today. I'm gonna take a nap because I gotta be up late tonight. I'm gonna wake up and say, "What the hell did I do this morning?" And I can't do it. Won't do it. Can't do it. Shouldn't do it. I'm gonna just say, "They're gonna win the game." That's all I'm gonna say. Ryan in Lakewood. Hello.
Yeah. Man, I'm guaranteed to win, baby. We're gonna win. This
Ryan time. In Lakewood is guaranteeing it.
Come on.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan, you can do it for me. Thank you. I can't do it.
I need it.
I need it. Ryan, I can't.
Come on, buddy.
I can't do it.
Come on.
No. I'm a coward in this case. I can't.
If you pay about the Browns, you'll do it.
I'm yellow. I can't.
Ken, I need it. I can't go into work without it.
You're going to deny Ryan on his way into work? You are the thing that gets him through the day, and you're not even doing it right now.
It's a lot of peer pressure.
I need you.
I feel like I'm 13 years old all over again.
See how much fun this is.
I can't say what I was going to say because I know that there are, in fact, children listening. They just called it. Ryan.
Come on, Ken.
I can't. I can't, Ryan. I can't.
You have to.
I can't.
Ken, I'm going to turn around. I'm going to quit my job.
No, you're not going to turn around
you're
and quit your job.
This guy quit
yes,
his job.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Our unemployment rate is low. Isn't it, Lima? You're the one who always brings it up during coming in hot.
I'm done talking about it.
Unemployment is low. Oh, God,
yeah,
Lima's
they
not.
Kinda,
oh,
they no. kind of go back and oh, yeah, they no. revisit those numbers.
What do
sometimes.
You do for a living?
Sales.
Oh, you can quit that job and get a different job in sales, Ryan.
I'm quitting it. Come on.
No, that was the wrong job to say. You should have said you were a teacher. If you're in sales, you can always be another salesperson somewhere.
You're a teacher now, right?
Yeah.
Ken, you've changed for the worse. Give it to me. I need it.
Damn you.
What happened to the Ken we used to love?
If I'm wrong,
know, man of the people, he's
if,
gone.
Guys, do you understand?
You're a
if
man
I'm
of the
wrong,
people. Give the people
I am
what
a
they
man
need.
Of the people. That's why you're hurting me so much.
Supposed to be the voice of the fan.
Oh man, this might be the last time I call in, Ken.
No, that's not true.
We just lost a listener. Dude.
That's not true.
We just lost a listener.
That's not true.
I hope it was worth
Please,
it.
Please, no.
Go listen to Pittsburgh radio.
Yeah, no. No, Ryan, I gotta let you go. Don't quit your job.
Now he's going right over.
Ilkin and Barrasso in the morning.
He loves him.
Yeah, go ahead. Try to listen to that. Get far. Bill in Cuyahoga Falls. Hello.
Ken, you gotta guarantee a win.
Let's
you,
go.
You gotta do it. No. I am not going all the way to Vegas tomorrow for myself not to guarantee a win. So you got
to
do it.
Why do I have to guarantee
it? Why can't
you? Why can't you carry me across the threshold for once, Bill? Why am I always the one that has to carry the burden?
You guaranteeing a win. You got to do it. Just one time.
Come on, Ken. Browns need this. They look down there. There's only one set of footprints.
This hurts.
And then you guaranteed it, and now there's two sets of footprints.
Come on, Ken. Just one time. Just do it.
No. I don't know you. No.
Bill, tell us something about yourself.
And that's the problem, Kenny. We feel like we don't know you anymore.
Damn it.
Right. Right. Where have you gone, Ken?
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Just do it, Ken.
I'm right
here.
You
can do it.
I'm right.
Just
no,
do it.
You can't. I can't, Bill. I can't put it on them.
It's
I don't
just
trust
four
them.
Little
I
words.
Don't trust
I
them.
Guarantee I, a
do,
win.
Do you? Let me ask you this: do you trust the Browns Sunday?
This Sunday, yes. So do it.
I think you just want to hear me
don't
do
trust
it.
Them.
I do. Do it. Four little words. I guarantee
I'm
a win.
Okay, I'm gonna let you go. If Colin in Lakewood wants me to guarantee it, I'll guarantee it. Colin, hello.
Good morning, fellas. I know you follow high school football. I think the St. Ignatius Wildcats have a better chance at winning this weekend than the Cleveland Browns.
Have a good kick to the face, Colin.
Don't blame me. Blame Colin, Northeast Ohio. Blame Colin.
What happened to St. Ed's last night?
They're 3-3 this year.
What in the world?
Good win by Glenville, though. Let's half full here.
Great win
by Glenville. Good job by the Tar Blooders. Glass half full here on this show. Can I just reset it after Daryl?
Absolutely.
All right, Lord, with Daryl, I'm close. I think they're going to win.
I feel so disappointed.
I think
by
they're
going to
win. Don't
we were
be
right
disappointed.
There. We were right on the
Don't
brink.
Don't you say you're disappointed in me. Don't you do that. It's not my fault.
I'm not mad at you, Ken. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, stop. It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
You have kids going into school, guys flying out to Vegas. Guys,
well, I hope they
to
have
quit
a safe
job.
Life.
And you just won't do it.
There's people looking for salespeople all over the place. World needs plenty of salespeople.
Hey, people are on Sun Country Airlines waiting to hear the
That's
go
right.
ahead from Ken.
They said they are suspending operations on the tarmacs.
Yep. They're taxiing back.
Sun Country sounds like a diner that elderly people go to. Just odd to me.
Sounds like a...
Daryl at 8 o'clock.
Knock off orange juice.
Daryl at 8 o'clock. I can't deal with the pressure.
It's an ultra low-cost airline, United States, based in Minneapolis.
216-474-0092.